Vatican at Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, April the 28th, Pope Francis appeals for the urgent evacuation of endangered refugees in Libya's detention centres. 1 week from a series of bombings on churches and hotels that killed at least 250 Christians in Sri Lanka pray in the safety of their homes. And the Pope tells believers gathered for the Regina Caeli prayer to continue the Lord's mission to spread peace and joy. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis today asked for prayers for vulnerable refugees trapped in detention centres in Libya, where conflict is raging.
Vi invito a unirvi alla mia preghiera per i profughi che si trovano nei centri di detenzione in Libia.
Addressing the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square for the Regina Caeli prayer, the Pope said the situation of the refugees, which is already very serious, has become even more dangerous due to the ongoing conflict.
È resa ancora più pericolosa dal conflitto in corso.
The Pope, who had already called for an end to the bloodshed in Libya during his Urbi et Orbi address on Easter Sunday, appealed for the evacuation, especially of the women, the children and the sick, as soon as possible.
Faccio appello perché specialmente le donne, i bambini e i malati
through the safety of humanitarian corridors.
Attraverso corridoi umanitari.
Meanwhile, on the ground in Libya, scores of refugees and migrants are reportedly being taken from detention centres and forced to assist militants aligned with the UN-backed Tripoli government. As Nathan Morley reports, the United Nations has expressed concern over the plight of thousands of migrants and refugees caught in the crossfire in Libya.
General Khalifa Haftar and his rival government launched an offensive at the beginning of April in an attempt to take control of the capital Tripoli. The rebel general is trying to snatch the capital from the internationally backed government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Since his offensive began, Haftar has been accused of commanding forces which are responsible for killing and displacing civilians, wrecking property, utilising children for military duty, and using missiles to target urban populations. The effects of this latest instability have been devastating on the war-weary population. The UN says that more than 35,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. On top of that, the World Health Organization has estimated that 270 people have been killed and more than 1,000 wounded. As well as the obvious disruption to local life, the conflict has also proved a terrifying ordeal for migrants and refugees who are housed at detention camps on the outskirts of Tripoli near the front lines. Vincent Cocatel is the UNHCR special envoy for the Central Mediterranean. He says some migrants have been evacuated.
We were able to move a total of about 800 people to a safe place, which is a transit center in the middle of Tripoli. I think that has been fine, but otherwise the authorities of the government is insisting that we move people from very dangerous detention center to other detention centers where there have been human rights violations in the past. So we're quite worried that we take away people from immediate danger to other situations where there are also significant risk. About 1,900 people needs urgent evacuation.
According to the latest reports, air raids were carried out just before midnight on Saturday on Tripoli itself. It's thought that the raids may have been conducted by unmanned drones controlled by Haftar's forces. Residents say they heard drones passing near the airport, as well as several explosions. For Vatican News, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Pope Francis today also asked for prayers for those who have lost their lives or suffered serious damage as a result of the recent floods in South Africa.
E preghiamo anche per quanti hanno perso la vita o hanno subito gravi danni per il recente alluvione in Sudafrica.
His appeal came during the Sunday Regina Caeli prayer when he asked those present to join him in prayer and solidarity.
Che questi nostri fratelli
May these brothers and sisters of ours, Pope Francis said, not lack our solidarity, as well as the concrete support of the international community. 70 people reportedly died in floods that ravaged parts of the coastal province of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa's southeast. The flooding began on Monday after heavy rain caused mudslides in several towns around Durban, the largest city in KwaZulu-Natal. Authorities warned that there could be more rains in the coming days. Makeshift shelters and food are being provided for those displaced from their homes in the aftermath of the flooding. State owner broadcaster SABC puts the number of those displaced at over 1,000. And in parts of northern Mozambique hit by Cyclone Kenneth 3 days ago, serious flooding raged with water waist high in places after the government urged people to immediately seek higher ground. But hundreds of thousands of people are reportedly at risk with more rain forecast for days ahead. United Nations emergency workers said they are expecting the worst as it continues to rain. Kenneth arrived just 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai ripped into central Mozambique and killed more than 600 people with flooding. In Sri Lanka, Christians prayed in their homes today, 1 week after a series of deadly bombings by extremist Islamic militants that killed at least 250 people. Church services were cancelled for security reasons after the attacks on Easter Sunday. The Archbishop of Colombo, Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith, held a televised mass attended by the President and by the Prime Minister. He called the attacks on churches and hotels an insult to humanity. Ambrogio Bongiovanni is Professor of Interreligious and Intercultural Dialogue at the Pontifical Urbaniana University in Rome. He told Antonella Palermo that Christians and Christian communities are the most targeted by fundamentalists for their way of life and message of love.
The case of Sri Lanka shows how Christians and Christian communities are undoubtedly the most targeted in the world for their way of life and for the evangelical message of love they proclaim. Nevertheless, the present situation has to be understood in the framework of the global phenomenon of religious fundamentalisms, and plural, whose agenda is to eliminate the other who is different, to discriminate, to consider him or her as an enemy or infidel. This common feature of fundamentalisms is affecting all religious traditions. Everyone today can be persecuted because of his faith or belief, and in many cases this persecution strengthens religious belonging or identity.
So can we say that only Christians are targets of this kind of violence?
Well, according to me today, persecution is not only towards Christians, but towards all the people who do not accept the logic of fundamentalism or integralism. Of course, there are some other contextual factors which may increase or accelerate the process, especially when religious minorities are not sufficiently protected by the right of religious liberty.
And that was Ambrogio Bongiovanni, Professor of Interreligious and Intercultural Dialogue at the Pontifical Urbaniana University in Rome, speaking there to Antonella Palermo. Meanwhile, in the United States, one person was killed and three wounded when a gunman walked into a San Diego area synagogue crowded with Sabbath worshippers and opened fire with an assault-style rifle. Authorities described the Saturday attack as a hate crime carried out on the last day of Passover. The suspect fled the scene but surrendered to police a short time later, claiming to have set fire to a nearby mosque last month and professed drawing inspiration from the gunman who killed nearly 50 people at two mosques in New Zealand. People in Benin are voting for a new parliament today, but without a single opposition candidate taking part. The electoral authorities ruled last month that only two parties, both loyal to President Patrice Talon, met the requirements to take part. Internet access has been restricted, with social media and messaging apps blocked in the West African nation. 5 million people are registered to vote in the country, known as one of Africa's most stable democracies. And voting is also underway in Spain. The election is marked by the rise of the far-right movement Vox, which opposes multiculturalism and has threatened to end self-rule for regions like Catalonia. Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has presented himself as a bulwark against the advance of the hard right. Finally, Pope Francis celebrated the second Sunday of Easter, reflecting on how Jesus appeared to his disciples in the upper room, bringing three gifts: peace, joy, and apostolic mission. He was addressing the faithful in St. Peter's Square for the recitation of the Regina Caeli prayer when he reflected on the Gospel of the day.
Il Vangelo di oggi narra che il giorno di Pasqua.
Recalling on how the second Sunday of Easter, Jesus appeared to the apostles, who had plunged into bewilderment and fear after the capture and death sentence of their master, Pope Francis said he brought peace as a fruit of his victory over evil.
Il risorto reca l'autentica pace.
The risen one, the Pope said, brings authentic peace because through his sacrifice on the cross, he has achieved reconciliation between God and humanity and has overcome sin and death. And explaining that the Apostle Thomas needed Jesus to come forward to dispel his disbelief, inviting him to touch his wounds, the Pope said, those wounds represent the source of peace because they are the sign of the immense love of Jesus, who defeated the forces that are hostile to man, sin, evil, and death.
Il peccato, la morte.
The second gift that the risen Jesus brings to his disciples, Pope Francis said, is joy, noting that the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. The Easter season, he said, is a time of joy, and Jesus' resurrection is the greatest reason for our joy, as he has destroyed the obstacles and negative forces of the world which prevent us from being truly joyful.
Guarda le sue piaghe e prende quella gioia.
In addition to peace and joy, Pope Francis continued, Jesus also brings mission to his disciples. He says to them, as the Father has sent me, I send you, putting into motion a new dynamism of love, which the Pope said is capable of transforming the world with the power of the Holy Spirit. This love, he said, is spread through the apostles and their successors, but also through all the faithful. The risen Jesus, Francis explained, entrusts every Christian with the task of announcing the wonderful event of his resurrection.
Siamo invitati ad accostarci con fede a Cristo.
Every baptized person, he concluded, is called to transmit the divine gifts of peace and joy, thus continuing Jesus' saving mission in the world, each according to his or her own vocation. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Join us again tomorrow at this same time for more. Meanwhile, you can visit our web portal. You can catch our latest updates on Facebook and on Twitter. My thanks go to Vincenzo Proto in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.